Good evening. It's Thursday, and I am at a open house that just ended in Long Beach, and I've got two residents of Long Beach here. So tell me your name, sir, and what did you think about the presentation that was shared with you?
Well, my name is Patrick Coleman. My wife's Dorothy Coleman. I was very impressed with the presentation. He had all the answers before the questions were even asked. I was very impressed.
Okay. How long have you folks lived here, and what does this project mean for you?
We've lived here over 25 years, and anything that will alleviate any traffic congestion is good. So that's what it means to us.
Right. And are you concerned about the noise and dust and, you know, everything that comes with construction?
Not really. I mean, I know there's going to be, you know, but if you're prepared for it and you understand what's going on, it helps a lot. So that's what helped coming to this meeting. We know what's going on, and you're just something you have to put up with.
And the time frame isn't that long. 1 year max, 2 weeks on some of the projects. That's doable.
So what did you think about the information that you received today? You know, was it helpful? I mean, is it something that you would encourage other public agencies, government agencies to do more of?
Giving the directions east, west, north, and south, answered a lot of questions just that way, because accessing those freeways going south, going north, or whatever, we got answers there. That now we know that the access routes to take Westminster Boulevard, Catella, that's fine.
Okay. What would you recommend to your neighbors or friends that aren't here today?
They should have been here. Well, I'll try and help answer any questions I can, but I think the more people that come out to this kind of stuff, that they should hold more of them, and people should come. But if I don't know if you even send written pamphlets out, whether they would even read them. So it's just...
Yeah, that's why it's so important to reach out in so many different ways. So not only do you have the information online, but you have printed information. And then it doesn't help that we had a Lakers game tonight also, right?
Yes.
I was very concerned about that, too.
Yeah, and I know that there were people that were leaving as the night progressed to join the Lakers.
It would have been probably a bigger crowd, except for the game.
But having a verbal presentation, I mean, you go on the computer and you can only do so much.
Yeah,
the verbal
I understand it more when you,
was,
and you can
that
ask
was necessary.
Questions and
that
stuff.
Was.
Yeah, so it's really reflective of the quality and the concern that you folks have, and the questions that we have.
And we're Long Beach. We're not Orange County.
Right.
so we're very impressed with you people from Orange County.
So any recommendations that you have for us to do a better job next time around?
Not at all.
No, I wouldn't know if anything. You know, like I say, you answered everything I needed to know.
Plus, we have now someone to make contact with. We have
Christina Byrne.
We know where to go.
Right.
We know where you are.
That's right. And so if there's anything that we can do to help, just contact Christina. So thank you very much for joining us, and I'm going to let you go to the Lakers game.
Okay. Thank you.
Right, thank you.